How long did you work? That boys were already gone then, weren't they?
Yeah.
Or were they home then?
I worked 10 years at Lance.
And then retired from there. So the boys were already gone and on their own. And
I retired on disability.
Okay. Yeah, I remember when you retired. I was young.
I worked at Bluebell too, and I worked at.
These are all sewing factories.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I worked at Amory, Mississippi. I worked at anything I could get, you know.
Just
but
keep
I
going.
Couldn't drive. I was handicapped, and I couldn't drive, and.
But there's always somebody she could drive with wherever she worked.
Yeah.
I studied a lot about that.
Always somebody, just divine providence. Always something going where you can get on down there.
God just makes a way for us. He's, if it wasn't for him, my boys could have been drunks. They could have been anything in the world.
So you believe God helped you a lot?
I don't believe it, honey. I know who helped me. I know who my helper is now. Even now.
Her boys, this next thing, the preacher's all three of them.
Well, yeah. I don't know the one up north, but the other two I know pretty good from when I was little and playing with Deanna and everybody.
Well,
there's my young one. It's good to be with you.
Let me stop this for a minute. We got company leaving. Okay, I've got the tape back on. We're continuing with Ethel Column. What does it feel like being your age? Is it what you thought it would be? Sorry, when you got older? Did you think, when you were young, did you think it would be like this, or did you have a different image of it?
No, I think I really looked forward to getting older.
Really?
Yeah.
I know you garden. Boy, that front yard is going to be a doozy. Every year you plant all those flowers. When did you start doing that? Have you always kept the house up like that?
Yeah, I've always kept things. Yeah. When I had to run chickens and things, but I kept my flower garden.
Yeah, you've had it as long as I can remember you ever having it.
I always had that.
I'd like to ask you if you remember some of the historical things and kind of put them in a frame of your lifetime. Like, do you remember when the TVA was started, when the Tennessee Valley Authority was started?
I do, but, you know, I don't know that much about it.
You were young.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Time gets away so quick.
You gonna chase it?
Yeah.
Do you think you remember anybody who got jobs with the TVA? I know it helped the economy a lot around here. The location here is, we're in the very top corner of Mississippi, a small town called Red Bay. We're maybe 15 minutes from the Red Bay, the Alabama-Mississippi state line. So we're right where the TVA, we're 1 hour from the headquarters of the TVA in Florence, Alabama. Do you remember anybody here getting jobs?
Edson Boyd out here, but I believe he worked up there. And you know, they had rentals. Up there, well, that ain't with this. My brother, he worked up there, and my husband worked up there 3 or 4 times, but he wouldn't stay with
me. He didn't like it? Or just a rambling man?
He just didn't care for home, didn't seem like. That's how I felt about it. It took me a long time to realize that, and it helped me to know, you know. But what more could a man want with 3 boys?
Yeah. Did you still love him? Of course, you never thought of divorcing him.
I thought I'd die when he... I don't know. It was just weird. But you know, I know he was a saved person. But he just liked the cow over here on the grace of going to a better place, you know.
Always looking for the greener pasture.
Yeah, he was. And he made good money.
He always provided for y'all, though.
Well, yeah. To just what he wanted to give us. Yeah.
It must have been hard.
Well, it was hard. I've had it easier by myself. Me and the children, we made it just fine. I got them a car. As they got old enough, they got a car. But see, the car was just... 11 years old when his daddy died.
And he's the oldest.
Uh-huh.
How old was the baby?
Jer was 8 and Mickey was 5.
So Mickey doesn't really remember his dad, does he?
Not that much. Never mentions him.
Do you think they missed having a daddy? Do you think it hurt him in any way?
Well, I can't say it did or didn't not how it would be. But, you know, so many times I think, well, if he'd have just stayed with me. But, you know, I got that out of my mind. But I still miss him. I still love him.
You'd like to see him again?
Yes, I'll see him again.
You will. Did you ever consider remarrying?
No way.
No way, Jose?
No way, Jose. I didn't want another one.
You make it sound like a puppy. I had one puppy and I didn't want another one.
You won't ever come back and see me tomorrow.
Yes, I will. I'm having a good time. You talk all you want. But so you think you did a good job with the boys and it wasn't... I know you've got three good boys. You obviously did a really good job and you did it in spite of not having a dad. Do you think they feel like they were missing anything out?
I don't think so.
Did they have other relatives who helped out? Other men relatives?
Well,
I know your father was living.
All three of my boys, you know, they'd take them places with them. They learned them to plow. They learned them all to use the tractor. My oldest brother did.
Didn't Gerald and Daddy used to hang out?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought they were buddies. They used to get in trouble together. I seem to remember stories about somebody getting whooped with a peep switch for knocking a baseball through a window, I think.
I know it did.
And they tell stories about it. I've heard they must have been trouble.
They had some trouble, yes. They had to have a little warming over sometimes.
What was it like? Do you remember when, let's talk about that for a minute. What about discipline then? What do you think about the way it is now where parents get in trouble for everything they do to their children? Do you think it was better then?
Yeah, it was better on children. Yeah.
How do you think so?
Well, because you can make a believer out of one. And you don't have to beat them up. You can sit down and talk to them. And talk to them right. And sometimes you have to use that little limb on them.
Well, they used it on me, honey.
Well, now, I wasn't too bad to use them. Limb on mine. We'd sit down and I'd tell them, you know, things that what the Bible said to honor your parents, your father and mother. And I don't know, he's so different now. I know I've got a little grandson and he's different to my children. A little great grandchild.
He's
spoiled to death. My children are spoiled. They, after, Johnny died. My children didn't go like it for nothing. I cleaned houses. I pulled corn. I picked cotton. I've done everything. Just like that. There's one thing. I never did have no desire to drive a car. And I don't know why.
Did you never learn?
I never did try it. I didn't want to. The boys wanted me to learn to work. I said, no. If I was to, I'd hurt somebody. And I said, I'm never going to drive a car.
They couldn't convince you?
No.
How do you feel now? You still don't want to learn, do you?
No.
It's not too late to learn.
Well, I just don't never go that much. I'm a home person.
You've always been that way.
Yeah.
It's amazing you and your husband ever got together. He was an away person all the time, rambling, and you were a home girl.
I mean, I was at home. But now, before he married, see, he never had went nowhere.
He just had the fever inside him.
He just had the fever, and he went. And there wasn't nothing I could do about it. But when we lived in Zion, me and them three boys, we had a good time up there. Good church. It was just, you know, we was just at home up there.
So there weren't many differences between... Did you get teased about your accent?
No.
No?
No. I could talk to them.
Just like that is. Yeah. Yeah.